Yeah, we're going straight to the phones. Very happy to have our next guest. Friday, August 24th, the Happy Time Murders in theaters. She is a superstar. Melissa McCarthy joining us on the phone.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Melissa, I'm going to reveal something to the fellas that I've never told them before. And
okay,
guys, I have watched and might own every episode of Gilmore Girls.
Wow.
Big fan of Suki St. James.
I'm proud of you for coming out with that.
It feels good. She was the lead cook at the Independent. Independence Inn. I love Gilmore Girls. It was one of my guilty pleasures. I loved it. That's where I first found you, Melissa McCarthy.
Uh-oh.
And you have been...
It was such a fun show.
Wasn't it a great show? And you've been on a tear ever since.
It was a great show. It really was. I loved doing it.
Happy Time Murders. It couldn't be any farther away from Gilmore Girls. Talk about the other end of the spectrum. This is...
All of the sweetness is gone in Happy Time Murder. It's just, it's gritty cops, murders, drug habits, really sugar habits, and just fighting puppets and puppets having sex. So there you go. typical movie.
You obviously have done a ton of blockbuster movies, and you've done a ton of promo tours. Is this one a little bit different? Because like you said, it's puppets, but it's a grown-up movie. So is it a harder sell, or is it hard to get people to figure out what the heck's going on here? Because it's a filthy movie with puppets.
No, it's not harder. I mean, I think that's part of the fun of it, because people are like, I don't know exactly what to expect. I'm like, well, what a fun way to go into a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I think as long as they know it's R, I don't want people to bring their kids to it. I keep stressing that, like, this is not a movie for kids.
Yeah.
But for grown-ups, it's a blast, because it's such a weird, altered world where, you know, we play the puppets live among people. This all takes place in kind of like the underbelly of L.A., and there's murders, and everyone from this very famous 80s sitcom is being murdered, and I get back together with my ex-partner, because we're both police officers, and we try to, like, find out who's doing it, and it's like two familiar big genres of, like, the world of puppets and then a cop, you know, kind of a buddy cop movie, and they've slammed those two things together. And it's just kind of a blast watching it, because you're having all these familiar scenes, but now it's with, like, some little blue creature or, like, a gigantic puppet that's twice my size. And weirdly, like, doing it, I ended up always talking to the puppets and forgetting that there was a human behind them, which I felt bad about. But the puppeteers are so amazing that you really do, they kind of fade away intentionally.
Does it take a...
And this is after it cuts. Like, we're not filming anymore, and
you're still talking to the puppet.
Does it take a long time to complete a film with puppets versus humans?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah. The technical challenges I couldn't have imagined. Like, I just didn't know. You just don't know how complicated it is when you think, oh, it's two people chatting at a table or at a desk or whatever it is. You're like, well, sometimes there's 2, 3, and 4 people manning one puppet. You have to figure out, where do those human bodies go? They're shoved under desks. They're in the floorboard of a car. It's so technically demanding on the puppeteers. And the puppeteers are still, Bill Beretta plays Phil, he's so amazing. He's the voice and soul and character of the Phil, the main puppet. And, you know, he's always there. And yet he's contorting himself, he's in these awful positions, and yet still fully acting. So, you know, I was always like, boy, what a baby. I'm just sitting in a car talking, like, what's my problem?
Yeah, that guy's stuffed under an ottoman somewhere trying to make a gigantic blue creature talk. Again, we're talking to Melissa McCarthy, Friday, August 24th, The Happy Time Murders. You play Detective Connie Edwards, and I loved you as Detective Shannon Mullins in The Heat.
Yeah.
The Heat, I could watch. The minute it ends, I could start that film again. My associate producer, Sam, and I.
Oh, I love that movie.
God, that movie was great.
That was a blast.
Could you take anything from that detective role where you just played this rough, fingerless glove, hard-ass, just busting balls throughout that, and take something from that character and put it into the new character in The Happy Time Murders?
No, I mean, I think they're very different women, but I mean, there is something about, you know, every time you take some tactical stuff, as goofy as that sounds, it's like every time I do something, I, you know, especially with law enforcement, you do learn a little bit more. And I always want to, I think the fun of it is trying to kind of stay true to what how a cop may really behave, and then put the personality in on top of it. So, but I mean, I love those movies. I always love a cop movie. I love, you know, the relationship between partners. It's always like kind of a second marriage, and it's just always, it's always such a fun thing to kind of poke at.
We're talking to Melissa McCarthy now. As people of roughly the same age, did you kind of have like a, maybe like, oh my God, full, yes, we're
yes,
all 20.
We're all 22.
just a full Jessica. Circle moment where you were working with, you know, Brian Henson, who's Jim Henson's son, having all grown up watching the Muppets, and then you're kind of immersed in this world.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my, I mean, it must have been amazing.
It's just, it's like nothing you can imagine watching how the process works, and then knowing that, you know, doing it with that world of Henson,
yeah,
and all the knowledge, and, you know, Brian has never not known puppeteering and puppets and what's going to make it better and looks okay to me, and then he goes, oh, let's do it this way and change it, and you're like, oh, that is better. Wow, like, that's, it's just how his brain works. So it was really amazing because, yeah, who doesn't have, like, that kind of sentimental reference of puppets? We've all grown up with them. So to get to do it with kind of, with that world was perfection, you know.
Now, his father obviously did all wholesome stuff, and now he's kind of doing this where this is pretty filthy. Yeah. I've seen some of the set, you know, there's silly string involved during sex scenes.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, like there puppet is, sex and murder. And it's a very different end of the spectrum. I mean,
it's like what Sausage Party was compared to Shrek. This is compared to, like, when the movie Sausage Party came out, that looked like a Pixar film, but it was super rated R.
Yes.
It's, this is sort of like that compared to, like, the Muppet Babies and the Muppets and all that. And like Deadpool had to go and really double down on, please do not bring your 9-year-old to this. It's not your Avengers film.
We keep saying, we're like, this is not a movie for children. I keep stressing that to people, and I hope they really pay attention to that. But that's kind of, that's what the fun, that's what's so fun about it. It's to take something you feel in your heart, like, you know, and then twist
right.
it. It was really something that, I don't know, as you watch it back and even as we were making it, it's just like there's something surreal to it. And it's so funny, and yet it's still surreal because you're having this emotional moment with a puppet, or you're having a fight, or, you know, there's like a junky puppet that is this really cute, adorable looking thing, and he's like offering favors for, you know, more sugar smacks. Like, it really does bend the brain a bit, but it's a blast.
Melissa, I was reading, and I want to know if this is true. Is it true that you don't use voicemail or email?
I haven't checked my voice. I haven't checked my voicemail in probably a couple of years.
I respect that. Well, I respect that.
Good for you, I guess.
I just can't. I'm not someone who's tethered. I try to really not be tethered to my phone. I have email. But every time someone's like, can I get your email? I was like, you might as well just write it down and, like, throw it off a bridge because I don't check it.
Wow.
But I'm great. If you get me out to dinner, I love to chat. I'm not someone who's terribly in love with technology.
Well, you're better off for it because it's just nothing but this pipeline of raw filth making its way into our studio. But I can't wait.
I think that's why I don't.
I've said I can't wait for Friday. It's going to be great. Happy Time Murders. The trailers are hilarious. The Red Band trailers. Do not watch it on a work computer. I've seen the clip of the puppets offering to hook you up with a little something something for some sugar smacks, and I can't wait to watch it in its entirety. It's in theaters nationwide Friday, August 24th. Melissa McCarthy, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You do the same.